Not.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And talking about Thrive Umpqua, John Dima, Finn. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've got a fun event planned for Saturday, the longest table, and I understand the table is full.
Yes, we've got a full house, or a full table rather, and what would probably be a full bridge also. So if you didn't hear, we've been bringing people together around conversation and community, and we have planned a wonderful event on the bridge that leads to the south entrance of the VA over there by Fir Grove Park. And that beautiful bridge will be the site of a grand community event. We've got about 500 people who are coming. Yeah, so all the spots are filled, but we still need some volunteers. So if you're maybe not into sitting at a table having conversation, but you'd like to help out, feel free to contact us. We're calling the event The Longest Table. And you're correct, that's August 24th. It's this Saturday. And the idea is, as a community, let's sit together, let's talk about the things we have in common, enjoy company and camaraderie, and explore what it is about Douglas County that is so wonderful, and what things can we do to make it an even more wonderful place.
You know, that is going to be a phenomenal photo op there, to have that, all those folks on the bridge just hanging out together.
You've got that right, and that's why Spider King Studios is going to be out there. If you actually go on Facebook to the Thrive Umpqua Facebook page, you'll actually see they already did a nice promo shot using their drone. So there's going to be great photo ops. There's a wonderful creative team that's put together an actual photo wall, if you will, where you can come and take photos of yourself using the bridge as a backdrop with wonderful decorations. There's going to be music. Hakwa is going to be playing stringed music, instrumental music, along with a number of other musicians. There's going to be dessert out in the park. There's going to be games for kids. It should be a really wholesome family event. I really hope people will enjoy it. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate, not just mid-70s, not too much intense sun, no rain. So we feel like this is something we need to do more of in the community. Community is about people interacting, engaging around positivity, and this is something that we love, that there's been so many people who have supported this. Thank you all to the volunteers, to the folks that have helped organize it, and of course, we've got so many organizations that have helped out, but a shout out to Umpqua Health Alliance, Cow Creek, and the Ford Family Foundation for being a part and a pillar of great events like this.
Wow. Did you ever expect that, this many people would sign up?
Yes. I think what we know with Thrive Umpqua is that our community is really eager, and there's a great demand for people to have support in their lives around things that they know are healthy for them, but they don't necessarily have a lot of opportunities to explore that. The idea that isolation is an epidemic is something that we forget. If we're busy and we're engaged in our lives and we don't interact with people quite as much, maybe we don't notice it. But as a whole, as a community, we are not communicating and engaging as much as we did years ago. And so this is just one mechanism to help break that down, to turn the tide of that. And that's just one thing. We know there's so many things needed for a healthy community, social connection. We need access to healthy food. We need to be able to move freely and safely, to move our bodies and exercise. There are so many things, not even going into the ideas of purpose and the idea of having something in your life that gets you up out of the morning. So all those things Thrive Umpqua is actively exploring, and this is just one that has to do with connection, and we hope it'll be a wonderful event. I hope you're going to go, Kyle.
Well, I would love to see what it turns out like, that picture is going to be incredible. Now, you mentioned needing some volunteers. What kinds of things do you need people to do?
There's a pretty wide variety. There's everything from serving food. There is logistics before the event, setting up, and then after the event. No one likes to stay after the party and clean up. So special shout out to anyone who's going to stay afterwards to help clean up. And then also parking. We've got hundreds of people who are going to be parking. So, you'll get a vest, hey, get a pin and get to wave a sign. I mean, a lot of fun opportunities for people to get involved no matter what your interest is.
All right, and if people want to do that, how do they connect?
You can go to any of the Thrive Umpqua contact information sites. Connect@thriveumpqua.com is one of our email addresses, or go on Facebook.
All right, John Dima from Thrive Umpqua. We'll see you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday.
8:30, 7th Morning Report.